Hello and welcome to 0 to 60 presented by Comerica Bank. I'm Tori Petrie and I'll be giving you all the highlights of the past week in Lions news in under 60 seconds. The Lions game against the Packers this weekend is officially a division title game. The game got flexed to Sunday Night Football and the winner will take the NFC North. For a team that's won 8 of 9 games with fourth quarter comebacks, players say it's only fitting that the season comes down to the final game.
I mean, it only makes sense. You know, all these last minute wins and, you know, kind of how the season turned out, you know, got to win it in the fourth quarter. So it is only fitting, you know. If you can't get motivated for that, I mean, you're crazy.
The Lions picked up some cornerback help this week as they signed Cresden Butler. Name sound familiar? He's the guy the Lions signed before their 2015 game in Green Bay that broke up the two-point conversion and helped the Lions seal their first win at Lambeau in decades. In injury updates, Darius Slay and Travis Swanson returned to limited practice this week after sitting out last week in Dallas. Slay is nursing a hamstring while Swanson has missed the past 3 games going through concussion protocol. Running back Theo Riddick did not practice this week. Kickoff for Sunday Night Football is set for 8:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. That's it for this week's 0 to 60. Make sure to check back this time next week for another recap of all your Lions news. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.